pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court and their cords, the hangings of the court, his pillars and his sockets, and the hanging for the court gate, his cords and his pins, and all the vessels of the service of the tabernacle for the tent of the congregation, and the hangings of the court and the curtain for the door of the court which is by the tabernacle, and by the altar round about, and the cords of it for all the service thereof, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets and their pins and their cords, and the hangings of the court and the hanging for the door of the gate of the court which is by the tabernacle and by the altar round about, and their cords, and all the instruments of their service, and all that is made for them, so shall they serve. And the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins and their cords, with all their instruments, and with all their service. And by name ye shall reckon the instruments of the charge of their burden. And they spake unto him, saying, No. But we will bind thee fast, and deliver thee into their hand, but surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with two new cords, and brought him up from the rock. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands.
White, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and purple to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble.
And if they be bound in fetters and be holden in cords of affliction, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. The proud have hid a snare for me, and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside, they have set gins for me. Selah.
His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin as it were with a cart rope. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eye shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. My tabernacle is spoiled, and all my cords are broken. My children are gone forth of me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent any more, and to set up my curtains. Then took they Jeremiah, and cast him into the dungeon of Melchiah, the son of Hamelech, that was in the court of the prison. And they let down Jeremiah with cords. And in the dungeon there was no water, but mire. So Jeremiah sunk in the mire. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him, and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took thence old cast clouts and old rotten rags, and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said unto Jeremiah, Put now these old cast clouts and rotten rags under thine armholes under the cords. And Jeremiah did so. So they drew up Jeremiah with cords, and took him up out of the dungeon. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. These were thy merchants, and all sorts of things, and blue clothes, and broidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords, and made of cedar, among thy merchandise. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. And I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables.